A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, good afternoon, welcome to Red Men News. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Jack Gill. We're here to talk you through the latest Liverpool news, rumours and quite frankly some stuff I don't really want to talk about, but the conversation needs to be had because it's in the news and you might care, you might not care, but you know, we've got to have it there anyway. Jack, I said I don't want to talk about it, but you know, let's. Lawrence Karius, I've clicked on the wrong thing here, is ready to challenge Alisson Becker for Liverpool's first team role. He says he's under no pressure to change clubs in the transfer window. Just let me find some quotes. He's been talking to Transfermarkt. He says, "Of course, I have to be playing if I actually change clubs," said the 26-year-old. "It makes no sense to say I'm leaving Liverpool for a worse club, but I'm only number two there. But I'm not in a pressure situation at all. I don't have to change." So he's already put himself ahead of Adrian in the pecking order in that quote. We had a little discussion before we went live, Jack, and you know, I'm keen to get people's thoughts at home as well. If you're watching or listening to this, just get them in the comments. If you're on YouTube, Tom will collect them at the end and we'll go through them as always. Thoughts?
Yeah, we spoke with Tom before and I completely agreed with what he said on the situation really. Karius isn't necessarily a bad keeper, he just comes with a very low confidence. We saw what happened in Kiev against Madrid, and he was massively affected by that, and he's not been the same goalkeeper since. But if you take yourselves back to before that game, he was on really good form. Since January that season, he'd been in really, really good form, and he won the Golden Glove in the Champions League that season too. He's not a bad keeper, and I know there's a lot of people that compare him to Adrian and say on paper perhaps Karius is better than Adrian, and you know what, I'm not against him staying around and being that number two, but I think, as Tom referred to before we went on air, he comes with more baggage than Adrian, and you know, that low confidence really is a worry for me, and it's whether he'd actually be able to pull on the shirt again and put what happened in Kiev to the back of his mind, and I'm not sure whether Karius can do that. But
it's not just him that has to do that though, is it, Jack? Because I know things are vastly different because there's no one in the crowd, but my concern always was his name's on that team sheet. Obviously, Twitter meltdown, because that's exactly what happened. But also, I'd find myself, you know, if I was in the stands at Anfield, just going like, you know, kind of wincing a bit, of going like, I don't trust this guy. And equally, you know, his teammates might be the same. They've had Alisson in there, who's been the major difference between us winning the Champions League and not winning the Champions League. And again, we also said before of like, you know, people have got short memories. And I know Adrian never had good games against Atletico Madrid, Bournemouth. I don't think he had a shocker against Chelsea as well, but that period where Alisson got injured at the beginning of the season and everyone's, you know, arse was twitching and kind of going, "Oh God, what's going to go happen here?" It wasn't the problem we thought it was going to be. So he's got some stock there, but also he's got less baggage than Karius.
I was just going to say, so like the start of the season when Alisson got injured, Adrian came in. We didn't really know too much about him at that point. We'd seen him at West Ham, but you know, we weren't too worried, and he filled us with confidence with his performances. We kept on winning still. He had that blip against Southampton where he gave Danny Ings the ball twice, but you know, apart from that, he did all right. Whereas if it was Lawrence Karius, I don't think I'd feel the same. I wouldn't trust him, and you know, it feels horrible to say, but after Kiev, I wouldn't feel comfortable. I really wouldn't. And you know, you only have to watch how Virgil van Dijk defends and how we defend as a team. A lot of our defence and what makes us so good is that they have faith and they trust Alisson, and that's why van Dijk often does the thing where he backs off when defending, because he trusts that players can't shoot from too far out, because Alisson will have it every single time. But you know, with a keeper like Lawrence Karius in net, you can't afford to do that. And you know, I think it's very interesting what's going to happen going forwards and with Loris Karius and Adrian. But personally, I mean, when Loris Karius first moved to the club, he was a good young keeper. And I think he alludes to that in his interview, saying that loads of Premier League clubs wanted in at him. And at that point in time, I'm not surprised because, you know, he was a top German keeper. He looked like a young, hot prospect. But now how many would have him? And that's why he's probably more willing to stick around and be a number two at a club like Liverpool, because he'll get silverware and not really have to do anything.
Yeah, and also the current climate, as we touched on earlier this week, who can afford to buy anyone and buy people? So we don't know. You just touched on it there, Jack, as well. He was, again, the Transfermarkt interview that he did. He said, Loris Karius claims half the Premier League wanted me before his transfer to Manchester City. This was back in 2009. Although he didn't actually say that per se. I think that's more paraphrasing. He said he was an under-16s national team at the time. There were a lot of scouts at the games. At 16, you could sign your first professional contract. I had offers from all sorts of clubs back then, but Manchester City went out of their way to help me. Financial court. Oh, my God, these newspaper sites are the worst. I said to myself, I'm going to take the challenge and go to England. Who else was interested? It felt like half the Premier League. In Germany, I actually only dealt with Stuttgart because VfB was and is known to do great youth work. I enjoyed trading there. So we didn't actually say half the Premier League. He said he felt like half the Premier League, which is two completely different things. But again, someone who kind of backs himself, and whether you like his confidence or not, or, you know, a lot of people don't like the fact that he goes out on social media quite a lot and, you know, then doesn't back it up with performances. I think time's a great thing in there. But do you think he deserves a chance to prove himself again at Liverpool?
I think he will definitely get an opportunity to do that with Jurgen Klopp. I think Jurgen Klopp will forgive but not forget. And for me, I think he'll have an opportunity in training to prove that he can be a number two, but it'll be hard work for him. He'd have to show a lot of things, I think, to get back in Jurgen Klopp's plans. I think a lot of Liverpool journalists have alluded to the fact that actually Karius is not in Klopp's plans at all. And once we got him back from Beşiktaş, we were already looking for other clubs to offload him to. So it's going to be hard work for him, bloody hard work. But that would show the signs of a good keeper if he is able to put himself above Adrian in the pecking order and become our number two.
Yeah, and the final issue is if he makes one mistake, then we're back to square one again, aren't we? You know, nobody's going to want him there. Anyway, happier times. Liverpool had a behind closed doors friendly yesterday, beat Blackburn by 6-0. Sadio Mane, Matip, Minamino, Keita, Clarkson,
Hoover,
that's it. Thanks, Jack. A good result. I was going to take it with a pinch of salt. You know, A, it was Blackburn. B, it was, you know, a friendly. But good signs all around, you know, to do confidence for Minamino psychologically to get his first goal. Again, I know it's a friendly, but to kind of get that out of his way, give him some confidence going to the rest of the season. You know, you're specialising in the youth setup, Jack, and the fact that, you know, Clarkson, Hoover, Nico Williams, Harvey Elliott, you know, all these young lads getting a chance to run out. It's good for them to kind of bed themselves in to play at Anfield, to kind of get used to surroundings, but also a bit of hope. There's 9 games left. We can win a league in 2. There's opportunities there for them, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. I keep saying, obviously, we're allowed 5 subs now when play resumes. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity at clubs across the Premier League for these youngsters to come through. And you know, we've got youngsters in abundance, and Leighton Clarkson is just one of them. I was delighted to see him on the score sheet yesterday, because I think he's really going to be a star. He's rated very highly by all the staff at Liverpool, and I think he's going to be a very, very good player. It was really good to see Hoover doing so well as well. I've said before, I personally see him as more of a centre-back going forwards, but at right-back, he's showing really, really good things against Aston Villa in the Carabao Cup. I thought he played really well then, and we saw going forwards in that game yesterday, if you've watched the highlights, and Leighton Clarkson's goal, and even his finish, it's a delightful finish.
Hoover's goal as well, it was a delight, wasn't it? Yeah, and again, you know, Naby Keita looks like he's going to be on fire. I'm well back on board on the Naby Keita hype train. So yeah, good to see him back in action as well. Two more bits before we get to some of your comments. It's been revealed that players will be allowed to play for 3 clubs in one season for the 2021 campaign, while FIFA allow the transfer window open to before the season ends. So FIFA says it was moved to avoid any concerns regarding unemployed players. Actually, I've skipped one story there. come on to that. Nathaniel Klein, Jack, sorry, has not been his contract extended beyond 30th of June. This is something we spoke about on the Reds News Roundup yesterday, of kind of ins and outs going, what Liverpool might do. But it's interesting because obviously Lallana's been given a mini contract because of, you know, what all he's done for the club. And then, I don't know if it feels a bit tight on Nathaniel Klein, but then he's like, something's not right behind the scenes, is it? Because he's obviously not wanted there, or something's just not going together, is it?
Yeah, I think those stories roll into one, really, because I was going to say about Nathaniel Klein and how, you know, it's harsh on the man, but you can see why with wages and stuff, he's not going to get game time. So you get him off our wage books because he's on quite a high wage. So, you know, we've got Nico Williams, we've got Hoover, who can both play right back in Trent Alexander-Arnold's absence. We don't necessarily need Nathaniel Klein, but at the same time, as a player in Nathaniel Klein's shoes, he's got to do a few months without wages, and that can't be good for any player, which is why I can see the whole FIFA thing of bringing the transfer window forwards and allowing that. But yeah, it's a shame to see Nathaniel Klein go, but we've dealt with that for a couple of years, and he's fallen down the pecking order for some reason or another. I know he's had injuries, but whether something's gone on behind the scenes as well, we just don't know. There was that whole like laughing gas thing, videos and stuff that came out.
Did he turn up on an American TV show as well? Like, yeah. Randomly, like, yeah, it's just nuts. And just finally on the transfer window stuff, chat, then, you know, being able to do business. I think Liverpool are a bit different. They're in a strong position. We mentioned all the youth players. They've retained Lallana. They've got players coming back off loan, which they could probably use and stuff like that. So it probably applies to other people. So like Ryan Fraser, for example, is not going to Bournemouth. He's not extending his contract. So they might go into the market and go, actually, well, I just need someone for a month. So, you know, it kind of makes sense. It's really good. And I can't believe I'm saying this. Like, you know, the governing bodies such as FIFA are kind of using common sense and letting clubs do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's more of an issue down in like the Championship as well, because I know Charlton are a club who have said that three of their players don't want to renew their contracts, and therefore they're in a bit of a limbo there. And, you know, some Championship clubs can really benefit from loan moves, and this may aid them too. But as we've said there, like with Ryan Fraser and Bournemouth, they're a club fighting relegation, and, you know, Ryan Fraser is a player that's important to them when he's fit. So without him,
he's played a lot of football for them as well. I think he's started most of the games. I'm quite surprised at it, to be honest.
It's difficult for them, and at least now it helps them. So they can't lose one of their best players, and it makes them go down. So it's very tough on some clubs. So it's good that FIFA have been able to be lenient and have this stance.
Yeah, before we get into your comments, we've been nominated for some more awards. I mentioned this last week, but I need to continue plugging because I might lose my job. We're up for Best Content Creator, Best in Video in Small Business, and Best in Women's Football in Small Team or Business as well. Tom's going to put the link in the chat if you're watching this live on YouTube, and then he'll put it in the description as well. Please do go vote for us. It does mean a lot to us. We've won this for the past couple of years on the bounce, so we can make it another year. Be great. Let's get to some of your comments as well. Carrier Stephen Somerville says, if Carrier is really wanting to fight for his place at Liverpool, either first choice or backup, he needs to not let it go past him like he did against Real Madrid. Yep. Joshua Boateng Marie says, Carrier is in a fight he's already lost. Joshua Angua says, I don't mind Carrier being number two. To be honest, he had a nightmare in the final, but he's decent. Easy Scotty 99 says, Carrier, personally, I think he'll do a better job working with Alisson. I think he'll get better. That's a really good point, actually. You know, I think Adrian's kind of said this, and, you know, the likes of Andy Lonergan, who's kind of getting on a little bit. They've all said, you know, having someone to look up to. Carrier has, you know, Mingley at the time, which, you know, by goalkeeping standards, isn't great. And, you know, he's young in goalkeeping terms. They tend to get a lot better as they get older compared to other outfield players. Sorry. Maybe there is a chance there for him, but I think Tom hit the nail on the head before we started talking. They're just like, there's just too much baggage there for me.
You've got to have the mentality that you want to be as good as Alisson, and you've got to look up to him and go, right, I can learn from him. And I'm not sure Karius is the sort of person that can do that. Whereas the other keepers you've mentioned there, like Andy Lonergan, how he's ended up at Liverpool surprises a lot of people, even him. So, you know, he will want to learn from goalkeepers like Alisson. And the same with Adrian. You can see his mentality is very good. But Karius, I think, would see himself, oh, I'm a number two. I'm never going to get ahead of Alisson. I'm just going to take my foot off the gas here. And, you know, maybe I'm writing him off too early, and I'd love him to come out and prove me wrong and make a good second choice keeper for us. But I just can't see it happening.
No, and what's the risk for that as well? Morbid Angel is better than Death, says Steve Carell. No God, please, no. Love that. 4-year-old Virgin says Carrius is damaged. Probably better ability than Adrian, but I trust Adrian more than Carrius. I think I'd agree with that. On the game yesterday, Jonas Shoreland says great performance yesterday. Brandon Siwuku says amazing performance and good signs that we might pick up where we left off from. ZZ Keita was class versus Blackburn. Shame he never shows up when it counts. To be fair, like, you know, he has good games and bad games, but he's been hindered by injuries. Where this period, I don't know if it's the right phrase to use, this of turning it into a positive for players like Chamberlain and Naby Keita, who've had these injuries, can gain some rhythm, can come back in. You know, I think frustration with Keita, because we all watched him for years and we watched the YouTube compilations, and then, you know, the comments probably fair, and, you know, he's had really good games or poor games, but so has everyone in that sense, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think this period is very important for Naby Keita to get that run of games. We saw with Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain since New Year to before the break, he got that run of games that he needed, and he was looking the player that he was when he was banging them in before his injury against Roma, of course. So, you know, I'm hoping for the same from Naby Keita, but it's been really good signs from these two friendly games we've seen, and he needs a run of games where, you know, there's no pressure on him now, because we don't need, once we've got these 6 points, we're playing for nothing really. Yes, we've got records to break, but they're not necessities. We don't need to break them. So if Naby Keita can get a run of games in his legs, playing at the top level and producing performances like he has in these two friendlies, then that's excellent. And he puts himself in Klopp's plans for back in starting lineup plans for seasons to come.
Yeah, I'll keep your comments coming on Naby Keita and all the things that we discussed. I'll try and get some this afternoon or over the weekend and try and reply to some of them if I can. Don't forget to come and vote for us as well. It really would mean a lot. Alternatively, if you don't want to do that thing, it only takes about a minute anyway. But there's Twitter posts on our Twitter. You can just copy and paste that and it takes about 30 seconds. We'll be back on Monday with some more news and a step closer to football coming back. And we'll see you then. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.